Before the Winter Olympics are over, we want to pay homage to the heart-stopping quality of these games. More than any international athletic event, the Winter Olympics bring together sports that are both exhilarating and terrifying. NPR's Tom Goldman spoke with some athletes about the risky business of competing on snow and ice.
In the moments before they compete, Winter Olympians usually go down a final checklist. Stay relaxed. Stay focused. Don't die. Okay, few really think that, but they'd have good cause. Go down the list of winter sports and you see the potential for death, severe injury, dangerous exhaustion. From biathlon, severely fatigued people carrying guns, to speed skating, sharp blades and hard ice, to aerials freestyle skiing, where athletes on skis shoot up a ramp, rise into the air, twist and somersault, and then come down, which can be tricky. Here's part of a Canadian Broadcasting Corporation telecast from the aerials competition at these Olympics.
If they land hard, they can either bite through their tongue or they can get a concussion if they hit hard enough, and mouth guards help to prevent that. Interestingly, though, the Chinese do not wear mouth guards, and one of their athletes did bite through her tongue earlier on this week in training.
Freestyle aerials, I couldn't be paid to do that.
Tony Benshoff of the U.S. finished fourth in the men's Olympic luge competition.
I can hardly do a backflip off of a diving board into a pool. I mean, let alone strap skis on my body and do, triples in 60 feet in the air. I mean, I would absolutely kill myself. I might as well just jump off a bridge.
The ironic thing is, many would say jumping off a bridge is exactly what Tony Benshoff does for a living, although he's on his back. He rockets down an icy luge track at 90 miles per hour, and one can imagine all the potential hazards. Benshoff has been relatively lucky. He's had some fractured bones, a dislocated finger, but nothing major. Still, he has his moments at the beginning of races when he thinks, this is crazy, I could get hurt.
But I also think, been doing this for a long time. I'm one of the best in the world, and you have to have confidence in your ability. And I think that's what makes a lot of athletes continue to do what they do, is they just have that capacity to say, I am good enough to do this safely.
That's the practical approach to risk, relying on skills and many years of training. But also, there's a courage, a crazy courage, some would say, unique to Winter Olympians. Here's American figure skater Evan Lysacek.
I see that same thing with the guys waiting to go off the ski jump, is they sit there and they sit there, and then there's just a second and a look comes over them and they're ready to go, and they know that no matter what, they're going to land on their feet and they're going to fly far enough to make it. And I think that we all just have this certain level of fearlessness where you say, you know, I'm doing it, I'm going down that hill.
In his sport, Lysacek leaps into the air and lands on a blade a quarter of an inch thick, or tries to land. He's had concussions, a debilitating stress fracture in his hip, sprains, dislocations, but his fearlessness ends when he considers the top of a downhill ski run.
We'd sit down on our butt and start crying on top and say, someone get me down from here, but they point their skis straight down and go for it.
The danger in Winter Olympic sports pretty much ends at the curling venue. That's where competitors slide large stones down a sheet of ice. It's a sport that, while not exactly the place for thrill seekers, still can get participants riled up. Check out the Canadian men's team in a match here at the Games.
No. Should be five.
Whoa. Seven.
Oh.
Oh.
Seven.
Ah. Ah.
Seven.
Eight.
Oh.
Seven. Bouncing a little?
Eight. Well, don't touch
bouncing,
it.
Bouncing.
Don't touch it.
Bouncing.
Well, no.
American curler Maureen Brunt acknowledges no one in her sport is going to get badly hurt.
But curling just is as physically demanding, where you're not only out there, but you're sweeping pretty hard most of the time, and it's 2.5 hours long, not to mention like the mental parts where your brain gets very tired too.
Nice try, Maureen, but really, it's not necessary. After 2 weeks of downhillers and ski jumpers and aerialists risking life and limb, the Winter Olympics have needed a nice, safe place to go. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Turin.